We are close, close, close to 100. It's a very good afternoon. Good evening. Good morning. Sanibonani Dumelang Mshini Moloni Bonjour from Cape to Cairo, New Zealand, Abu Dhabi, wherever you're streaming this. Welcome to this edition of Mjolo and Sex Podcast. You're speaking is your boy Mlungisi Mpela, the most handsome 32-year-old on the side of the equator, the most handsome guy in the cheese cop, Muhammad Ali's protege, roll like a butterfly, buzz more than a beehive. We are literally 4 episodes away from 100. 4. And the lady I do the show with is looking at me like, are we that close now? Oskhumi, hi.
Wait, hi. By 100, you mean like 100 episodes?
Like 100. Like 99, 100. Yes.
Time flies.
When you're having fun and talking about sex and all the other crazy things, are you good?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm fantastic. There's my energy levels are just jumping these days.
Why?
100 episode. The year is about to end. Okay. We're getting other tenders. Love will push up. I can list. Do we have the whole day? We
like
don't.
You are standing under the sun, basically.
Yeah, no, we don't have the whole day. And it's not about me. It's about you to be highly interactive with us on our social media platforms again. And you can be highly engaging with us. Today we have a very interesting conversation. Normally we always talk about topics, but there are people who actually do the topics that we talk about. Mm-hmm. And today we have one such person. Oskhumi, what are we talking about today, briefly?
Briefly, I can't even put it in words because I don't understand it myself.
Yeah.
And I'm hoping that our guest today will do a better job of explaining it than what I'm about to do.
Yes.
We're talking to a pornopreneur.
All right.
Yeah, and when I hear pornopreneur, I think an entrepreneur in porn.
Yebo.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
Okay.
Which is now getting me excited.
Oh, okay.
I want to be one. How do I apply? Where do I sign up?
WWW somewhere.
Do I pay? How much does it cost me?
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
Yeah, so we're going to be talking to Ozandi.
Yes.
And she's a pornopreneur, and she's going to explain about her industry.
Okay.
Basically. Just give us insight.
All right. So today there's a masterclass that's taking place at the end of October. Which is essentially an adult entertainment masterclass. And I think they just coined it pornopreneur, where they're just going to be talking about, remember, I mean, she put it beautifully. The adult entertainment is an economy on its own.
That is true.
Right? So apart from the stimulus that we normally used to, mm-hmm. it is an economy. And there are people that make a killing out of that.
Mm-hmm.
And so, Ozandile Mfeka, who runs the Zulu Pot Caters and Events, is brave enough to do such a masterclass. And we're having a conversation with her. An amazing lady, amazing soul, highly vibrant, highly energized. And we're going to be having a conversation with her. Why is she doing this event? And what is the objective of this particular event? Ozandile Mfeka, welcome to Mjolo and Sex Podcast.
Thank you so much for welcoming me, Budim Lumisi, and thank you for the invite.
Look, let's start here, right? Why this masterclass?
Why not this masterclass? Maybe should be the question. Because
yes,
firstly,
yes.
If we take it from our constitution and taking into consideration that we are supposed to live in a democratic country where
Absolutely.
Everybody is practice religion, from religion to speaking the language to association. And when you are talking about association, we are talking about association of how do you want to relate to the next person that you call a partner. We have seen things in our country develop so far where we have seen gay and lesbian marriages being legalized, and the list is endless. But there is only one sector that is always given a negative eye somehow. This sector is very booming. This sector has got a lot of money, has got a lot of potential, but it's always regarded as a taboo. It's always given negative name. People who are working in your sector always, you know, they are giving a lot of names. Some of them, they call them ladies of the night. Some of them, they call them loose girls. Some of them, you know, all sorts of negative names. And it makes you wonder, Oguti, are we really, really living in a democratic country after all?
You know what's ironic about what you're saying, right? We did... anybody who's listening, go to www.dailysun.co.za/lifestyle. And we always, I think every year or every quarter, we always publish numbers, especially of people who consume pornographic material, right? Whether it's from porn, arguably, obviously, predominantly, we'd always talk to Pornhub, because they're the only ones who are very readily available with information, also demographics in terms of where, who's streaming what. And it's interesting what you're saying, because we, in the one hand, we are, no, this is dirty, this is disgusting, we cannot be seen doing this. But there's a huge uptake in Africa, there's a huge uptake in South Africa. So don't you think we're double standing, I think, as South Africans, in your opinion?
We definitely are. It's an issue of double standards, because there is a sector which is operating within the same sector of society that is very, very high. I will talk about it maybe a little bit later in this conversation.
Yeah.
And there is this sector which is booming now, which is supposed to come out, which is working. Adam content online. How do you do it? How does one get to it? How do you make a lot of money out of it and maintain, if we may put it that way, even though it's not necessarily your business, you know? So we are double standard. How? I'll give you an example. Look at the issue of the girls that are fleshy and fancy, wearing fancy weeds, that are expensive, costing Aboma $1.5 or whatever, or pounds, I don't know, but they are highly expensive.
Yes.
They were expensive. They are taken to buy for less lifestyle, even decent holidays. And one of the writers has been left so much by writing a book that is actually explaining the nitty-gritty details of that industry.
Yes.
People left at her so much. But at the same time, the same public, we go to those girls on that other part of the adult content life, and we like them. They've got millions of followers.
And subscribe.
And there you go.
Yes.
And we subscribe. We follow the content. And not just subscribe. Look at the amount of what you call the companies that draw their attention and even end up using them for marketing purposes.
Exactly. Kumi?
Double standard.
Double standard.
And then here we are. And here we are now. There are people who are just making an honest living by standing on a street corner. You're waiting for somebody who's going to come and pick you up. And then that person asks how much per round, and you're going to say 250 or 100 rand. And that person is given names. And here you are. There's a person who's got a website or a content, as we term it these days. Twitter allows this. And People Sex allows this, Pornhub allows this, Big Bang, or you name them, all those kinds of websites, it's allowed. But those people in South Africa, we still give them names. Why? Why are we supposed to? Because all of this purpose is one. For economical reasons. Why are we differentiating?
Zandi, just now, based on what you just said, a few years ago, strippers came onto the scene. And everybody was excited. And like you mentioned earlier, they were unfortunately called names. Now, recently, and especially during lockdown, we saw a lot of people opening up OnlyFans accounts. And more young black South Africans have OnlyFans accounts. And they're still being called names. Do you, in your opinion, and with your experience in the industry, think there is a place for such, especially in our country?
With our social context, by the way.
especially in our social looking at our social context.
There is a place for first. Already it's there. It's just that it, I don't know the right word to use, if I may say that we are not, the South African government is not yet accepting, but if I may just draw your attention to something, to some statement that the government once highlighted in passing a couple of months ago, where they spread that maybe it's high time they start taxing fans only. And now the question is, why do you want to tax some to tax something for your own benefit, taxing an industry, or rather a profession that you don't recognize in your constitution? Because remember, when we are going back to the framework that is talking about the criminalization, the minor sex offenses that include sex workers, are still there. It's still a criminal offense. We have not yet decriminalized it. But here we are, we assume that fans only is doing well, now all of a sudden we want to take.
Yeah, like, it doesn't make sense that they haven't legalized prostitution, but they want to tax OnlyFans content creators.
Which, by the way, under carpet, they subscribe to those things.
Of course they do. Just as much as they also go to sex workers.
They go to the summits.
They are number one fans.
Yes, they go to all these places.
You know? So you can't have one without the other.
In Jalonje, it's just that at the end of the day, everything we politicize, even things that is not necessary to politicize it.
Absolutely.
If I may give you just a real life experience, I had a experience, and one of you now know Holland is one of the countries where sex workers, they tax sex workers, they have a clean safe space for sex workers to operate. On top of that, just texting them. On top of that, the fact that they have spaces for them, it draws a large amount of tourists who just go there for sex workers.
Exactly.
Because remember, in most countries around the world, it's still illegal.
Yeah.
So it's exciting for them to go there and see women parading half naked and be able to buy freely from these women, knowing that you are buying in a safe, clean space. Nobody has to run from anyone, because our sex workers that work in the streets, they still have to run away from police because it's not legal for them to be operating on the street. Hence, the entrepreneurship masterclass. Now we are saying, okay, because the government is double standard like the way it is right now, so maybe the best thing that we can do, we have seen it during COVID. We are seeing it booming. So the best thing to do, people are consuming the content online. People are comfortable and safe to work online. It is even safer for you as a sex worker to work online. Come and learn how you can do this thing better in a clean space, regulate your own hours, regulate your own money, be safe from being raped from these people, because some of the sex workers, the way the conditions are so unsafe, even the people that are tempt, inverted commas, clients, the same clients, they can end up raping you and end up not even paying you and beating you up, because just they can. They know that they can get away with it, because anyway, what you are doing is also not allowed.
I mean, you've touched on it. I mean, if someone wants to attend this masterclass, right, what are the three important things that they're going to be getting out of the masterclass? I think that's the first question. Secondly, you have organized a very powerful lineup. Please talk to us about who you had. And in that lineup, I saw there's a specific Sia that we also then had on this particular platform. So just quickly, those two questions. One, three things that people can take away from the pornopreneur. I call it the sex masterclass. What are the three things, if someone wants to attend, what are the three things that they're going to be getting? And just quickly, also, who is going to be there and what are they going to be talking about?
Let us start up, with the question, who is going to be there? As you have mentioned here, the entertainer is going to be there. We know him for being open only.
Yes.
A porn in the country is one of the first few maids who came out to say, hey, I am doing this and I don't have a shame doing it. He's going to be there. We have the renowned number one highly paid porn sex content creator in the country, which is
Yeah, please say it again. Please say it again in case some people miss it. Tina, we know.
For all the
Tina,
people at the back.
Yeah, for all the people at the back. Tina at the front, we know exactly who Koli is. We know exactly.
Yeah. Any relation, by the way?
Koli Pega is one of... Is one of, just like Usia, in the female category, if I may put it that way, if we had to hand out awards now, Koli will receive the number one award because he is one of the ladies in South Africa that has got a content that is highly consumed internationally, globally. I'm not talking about South Africa only now, globally, internationally. He is the highest content creator as well. She is going to grace us with her presence in the event. We also have Zulubap. She goes by the name of Zulubap. Her real name is Sengiwe. And you've got Uente. Uente goes by the same name.
Sexy Entle.
They are also going to go to say, come again?
No, I was saying Sexy Entle. I think people are going to actually now. Bazo Champi said, good, we follow these people. Just saying. Follow these people.
And on top of that, because in situations like this, you cannot be like a knife and the sub on one side. It's always to look at the subject, because as we have mentioned in the beginning of the conversation, that it is a sensitive subject. So we must also be sensitive towards it in a way that I have also invited a life coach. Why a life coach in certain events? Simply because we want to keep an open mind. Now I'm getting into the question, what are people going to get out of it? Let us keep an open mind.
Yes.
There is somebody out there who is living in a family maybe of five people, and he or she has hinted that who likes to do this kind of work. And everybody, what? You know?
Yeah.
Now we are saying, even if it's not the fact that you wanna be part of, or you want to join the industry, but come and learn to supporting the other people that you might know, the other people that might be in your family, the other people that will generally need your support to educate yourself, to be open-minded about things, and to understand other industries and other things that are done by other people before judging them. It's very nice to judge when you are knowledgeable yourself.
Yeah, true. Lastly and quickly, tickets. How can people purchase tickets? Bengafuna ukumtshela my sister kodwa ke ngizomtshela mina bese ngorganizele for mina naye and I've already spoken to you. You've already also given us a space at the event in terms of us setting up and just being free. But if you are not part of the inner circle, as I'd call it, how much is the ticket? Where can people get access to those tickets? And when is the event?
The date is on the 29th of October. It's a day event. It's a master class. People must not get ideas.
Yes.
It's a day event on a broad daylight. It's taking place at the Troyville Hotel in Johannesburg on Albertina.
Uh-huh.
The tickets are only 350. And from that 350, we'll give you lunch. We will give you content that is educational, that is motivating, that is going to leave you with an open mind about this industry. And you're going to learn a lot from these people who are going to be speaking on the day. And on top of that, it will come with a video.
Lovely.
Amazing.
Lovely. Looking forward to it. I hope that Isvumelana said to you've also got a creative space for us where we're gonna have conversations with all the people that are gonna be part and parcel of the Pornopreneur Masterclass. Cannot wait for it. And I think lastly, if you are government, what are the two things that you would regulate, change, make better into so that this industry that is a multi-billion industry in some countries thrives in South Africa?
Framework, first of all, The framework that they revised in 2017 is pointless because it does not accommodate the sector. Let us go back to the government and revise that framework because we need to decriminalize sex work. Sex work can create a lot of job opportunities because if you are looking at it in a holistic approach, now do not look at the only fact that people are just selling sex work. Should the government legalize this, it will open up people who have property to allow sex workers to operate in safe, spaces. It will increase tourism. It will increase art because this is a stuff. It's an art. Now imagine with this one, if I had sponsors, I would have made the sex worker and even bring in musicians, artists to perform, strippers, and make the sex worker and make it more fun and make it, you know, it's even longer than only just an Aspen thing. Right now, we're only starting the top and it's ending at four. So can you imagine a lot of people who would have benefited if the industry was well regulated? Okay. The same way we are regulating clubs. It should operate the same way because it's, why are we differentiating? It's on the same category.
Sizandi,
I have one last question. Are you related to Xolim Fega? I have to ask. It's been killing me this whole time. Are you guys related?
First of all, I'm very excited that I'm going to be talking to you on the 29th as you guys are going to be there. We are going to have this larger conversation.
Okay, all right. I've got my answer. Thank you very much.
Zandi, finally, if people want to follow you, you are such a huge advocate. How can people follow you? Where can people follow you?
I'm on YouTube, Conversations with Zandi Mfega. I'm on Facebook, Conversations with Zandi Mfega, the company, Zulu Pod Caterers and Events on Facebook page, Zulu Pod Caterers and Events on Instagram.
Lovely. Zandi, thank you so much for your time. I'm also going to your December trip. I'm ahead of all of these things are my head. But thank you so much for your time. Silapo ngi 29 no khumi, right khumi? Remo.
We definitely
there. We are within Silapo. And it's all about learning. Yes, it's all about learning and growing. But kudos for doing this event. Kudos. Big shout out. Thank you, Sizandi, for your time. Enjoy your day, enjoy your weekend because we recorded on Friday. And may God bless all your endeavors. You dream big. I know God is going to bless you big.
Thank you so much. And thank you so much for inviting me. I really appreciate it.
Next, we look forward to our sit down here with you and Xolim Fega.
And all kinds of explanations.
Definitely, I'll make that happen.
Thank you, Sizandi.
Thank you. Have a lovely evening.
Thank you.
Bye.
Fantastic conversation. I think, Oskumi, just to underline, because sometimes we want to go into long conversations, we need to unlearn things that we've learned.
Yeah.
And we need to understand that the world is very, very open than what we think. There's more to we've been podcasting from Newtown and there's just an array of shops. So it is not only food, it's not only haircuts, it's not only whatever. There's clothing, there's everything. It's exactly the analogy when it comes to sex.
Yeah.
It's exactly the same thing.
It's a buffet.
Hence I said I kept mentioning this double standard. All of us secretly go to summit. Secretly.
Well, it's a secret for me.
Yeah, right. So we secretly go to summit.
Yeah.
Secretly purchase these things. Mm-hmm. Secretly subscribe to these things. Mm-hmm. So why do we then jump when they just want to legalize it? Why are we jumping? Why are we?
The more important question: why is it a secret?
Exactly.
Why are you secretly subscribing to Pornhub and OnlyFans? Why are you secretly nyonyobing into Royale and Summit and all those places?
Exactly.
You know, why are you secretly stopping by the corner, why is it a secret?
Exactly. And exactly, that's a broader question. And that's
we should be at an age and at a time where we have embraced our sexuality.
And you are free to do whatever it is.
Sexual needs and desires.
Exactly.
You know, we shouldn't be judging each other.
Exactly. Exactly. And that's what I think. And a big shout out to Sizandi and her event. And I hope that you get all the information. We'll share all the information on our social media platforms if you want to get to yourself to that event. Learn, guys. Learn.
Yeah.
I mean, we've passed 96 episodes. There are certain things we also had to unlearn. Mm-hmm. Because we had misconceptions. So it's always like that.
Yeah.
Tomorrow you're gonna give birth to a son, a daughter, a them, sometimes because it's sexually,
because times
change,
evolving.
Right? So if you are not gonna brace yourself, you're gonna find yourself having a very awkward or dismissive conversation with your child.
Yeah.
In the future.
Yeah.
So this was just that. And big shout out to Sizandi. We're looking forward to, we're going to tell you all the gory details of everything that was there.
And also, I think this conversation was just to say, let's keep an open mind. Let's have an open mind.
Please.
Because things are not always
black and white.
Black and white.
Yes. You know,
some of us live in the gray. But yes, we understand that some people prefer black or white. But we are trying to say there are other shades.
Yep, exactly. There are other colors.
You know, explore.
Exactly.
Not be afraid to explore.
Exactly, yeah. Exactly. And anyway, in this tough economy that is not growing, this is a whole opportunity, right? This is a whole economy.
Yeah.
You know, with unemployment and this and this and that. You
people
know,
have literally created employment.
Yes, I mean,
for themselves.
Exactly. I mean, I watch, and a big, again, I must give, I always bash the media. I was watching the show on Ayeyo on 161. It talks about, you can see, you can see they really slowly introducing the concept of adult entertainment and it being you know, so
an industry, because it is an industry.
Yeah, so a big shout out to them. And we're getting there. We're getting I also saw there's an episode that I know the famous Shaga is on
Black Door.
Yes,
on ETV.
So we're getting there. Yeah, so we're getting there. Education is getting there. I wish, obviously, okay, time works because it plays later in the evening. But like you're saying, it needs to get to a point where it shouldn't shake us. It shouldn't break the internet because it's who we are.
Yeah.
It's what we are. But a place where you can be who you are, the social media platforms is Khumi.
Oh, no, we're still on Facebook.
Yes.
That's never changed. Nilisan.
Yeah, more.
Or you can find us on Twitter at Nilisan SA, or you can find us on www.nilisan.co.za.
/Mjolo, a platform now where we're sharing it with other publications. So if you go on there, we're sharing platforms now with other publications. We're amalgamating, or playing together. Yes. So go there, /Mjolo, get this and many, many other episodes. Guys, 100th episode is around the corner in the next month. We're going to be celebrating that 100th episode. We're going to get the busy, the famous Dr. Zender now. She's famous now. She's doing shows. She's on radio.
Has she been famous?
Now she's on another level. She's on another level. We're going to have JP. Those are the two biggest contributors. We want to thank them. Oh, and the G-Spot Lifestyle as well.
Yeah.
Look out for the conversation that we're going to be having with them. It's going to be super, 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 super dope. And, I mean, looking forward to 100 episodes after. Definitely, you're going to get to see our faces now sooner. The big bosses have said that we need to jump onto the YouTube platform. You've also been bugging us to jump onto the YouTube platform.
It's all coming, y'all.
Yeah,
all
so
coming.
It's good. Afterhand, we had to see if we would sustain 100 rounds. Okay.
Oh, okay. No, I think.
Oh, yeah.
No,
yeah, sorry, sorry. Yeah.
We need to cut it back.
Yeah, right. So, PSAs are over.
Yeah.
PSAs are over. But it is getting a bit warmer. Guys, please ensure that you drink lots and lots of water. I know Eastern Cape is struggling The dams are not getting full. Let's pray for water in such places. But get yourself hydrated. Wear shades. Sun blocks now because the weather patterns have changed. But other than that, condomize everybody. PSAs are over. Right, Khumi?
No, see, now I was thinking, we've been teaching them everything for the past 100 episodes. I'm not going to teach them everything. They know what to do, what not to do. So
thank you. What to do when you see us on the street? You must know this one is Mlungisi Bela, the most handsome 32-year-old on the side of the equator. Most handsome guy, and she's got Muhammad Ali's protege. Well, like a butterfly, buzz more than a beehive.
And she's still from Siabi, still without a cool outro.
Love and light, everybody.
Be kind to one another.
Shop.